Let's go west of the Rockies. You're on Coast to Coast. Hello there. Good morning.
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. We're very, very nervous.
Oh, you are? Why? What's the matter?
It's hard to tell this story and have anybody believe us.
Well, let's start. Go ahead. Just take your time.
Okay, my daughter's on the other line, but I guess I'll start. She's more afraid than me. She's lived in her house for 15 years, and she has a boyfriend that moved in, and he had an argument with her next-door neighbor, who's an older man. And the neighbor told my daughter that he was sorry to involve her in this, and she didn't even know what he was talking about. But then we found out for 9 weeks she has been tortured. And it started with flashlights in the window and then running on the roof. And I hired a security guard for 3 nights, and they saw nothing, while my daughter said they were just running up and down the roof. And we got surveillance cameras on the roof, and it didn't pick up anything. And she went outside, and there were huge gold X on the side of her house. And there's green glowing lights that come under the doors. Her computer is blown up. Her phone cable was cut. Her dish cable was cut twice.
Why her?
Because we think he's put some kind of a spell on her.
Well, but is your daughter there now? What's your first name, dear?
Don't use your real name. We're afraid.
No, you make up a name if you want.
Yeah. Okay. Well, there's also piles of rocks in my backyard, and each one has a turquoise stone in it, and they are all connected with twigs, and they are in the backyard, on the roof, and under the front bush out in front of the house.
So you think there's someone who is doing this to you, almost in a ritual?
Yeah.
What did you do to this person?
Well, my boyfriend, he got a drum set, and he'd play late at night, but he stopped. And I think that's why.
You mean because your boyfriend played the drums late at night, this other guy has put some kind of curse on you or hex?
Yeah.
Now,
and
what makes...
an intense shaking of the house and rolling like an earthquake.
What is this guy like? I mean, is he from a foreign land? Does he look like he knows what he's doing?
He looks like Santa Claus. He looks like a nice old man.
Have you talked to him?
She had for years.
Yeah.
Never had a problem with him until this.
Well, how do you know he's the one?
Well, it's hard to explain.
I mean, has he said anything that would give you the feeling that he was performing these rituals? That he would be the one who would be sending these things on you?
Well, I believe it's people and the demons or whatever mixed. And because the flashlight part, they would always come out from behind his camper in his yard and shine the lights. And then why would he tell her, I'm sorry to involve you in this?
Well, it sounds like, well, now, where's the boyfriend here? Is he living with all of you?
With me.
He is. Okay, now, is this happening to him, too?
Yeah. Yeah, it started out with him, and I thought he was crazy, and then I started, you know, trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and started watching when he'd complain about somebody being outside the garage door and things. And then once I saw what was happening, then, you know, it started happening to both of us.
So you're saying that this individual directed this initially at your boyfriend, and somehow it's now pulled you in on it,
Yeah. And
he is apologizing for pulling you in on it.
Yeah. And sexual things have been happening to her twice now.
By these demons?
Yes. And
well, that's been known to happen.
And then my animals, they see things, and they run and hide and get totally scared. And my older cat had a heart attack.
Well, can't we make a little peace with this guy next door? I mean, is your boyfriend willing to say, hey, look, you know, I'm not playing the drums anymore. Kind of cut this out?
Yeah, he tried to. And
nothing happened? The guy didn't stop?
No. And we got some holy water and put salt all around and the holy water, but things continue. They had to move out of the house, and they're in a motel.
How long has this been going on now?
About 3 days. And this
the motel.
Yeah, and this thing found her and did a sexual thing on her in the motel, and it's writing things on the wall. She was talking to her sister on the phone tonight, and it wrote, "Sister away," on the wall.
Man, this guy has really pulled out all the stops to get you to.
Mm-hmm.
And how it's like an earthquake. Well, the last night we stayed in the house, it was like a really big earthquake.
Have you tried to find anybody who could help you?
Yes.
I called the police.
Well, I'm not sure the police, as good as they are, there's anything they can do with this.
That's why I called you, because I do listen to the program, and I know you know a lot of things like this, and we thought you could help us. You're about my last hope.
Well, let me ask you this. Well, can you tell me what city you live in? I don't need to know your address yet, but there may be certain people who live in those areas, and they may be able to help you. They might be able to cleanse the house or something.
It's a northwestern part of Washington State.
All right. All right. I'm going to. Tom has some information on how to get a hold of you, I take it?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do some checking for you and see if we can find some experts who live on that side of the country and see if they can help you.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
Thanks.
Thank
you so much.
Yeah, what a situation like that. But I've got a nice old guy who looks like Santa Claus be sending so much evil to someone.